But you understand what the problem is.
I understand ideologically what he's saying.
No, what the 50% problem is. You're not just talking about African Americans.
They spell me out.
But he was talking about that. He's saying that that particular category.
No, wait a minute.
But I was talking, and she interrupted me.
But I mean, I'll do that before.
I saw that your point was being addressed by his proposal, by even the proposal, to have demographics be represented.
That's
if you do that,
greater of.
Then your concern will be addressed rather than having a special other category guaranteed for out of the group again.
That dilutes the representation. And part of and you want
to
argue that point? One of the things that you have that happens in the cities, as the cities became blacker and blacker, then what you do is you open it up to the suburbs so that what you have is a dilution of numbers. And I can see how we're going that way. In terms of the models that we're looking at,
but that's why the 50% number is always the problem, because in effect you're not going to talk about locking out Latinos, you're not going to talk about locking out Asian Pacific Islanders, etc. You want that inclusion, you want the inclusion of oppressed people, you don't want to lock out disabled, etc. And what they've done is they locked people into that idea that the 50% is an inclusion of the totality of that group.
Right.
Instead of individual representation, which was part of the model of inclusion, they're saying all of those groups will have that 50%, which will automatically dilute any one of their votes. Not to mention the fact that they will represent nothing but their own individual ideology. They have no group base, which is the other problem and always was. So there has to be more than a 50% if any of those groups are going to be able to form an alliance, which is the only way they'll have any power.
Oh, that's right.
Because if it's the 4 African Americans, if it's the 2 Latinos, if it's the 1 Asian Pacific, no one there actually as a group has any real representation. That's the whole damn problem with the model. So at least if you have more than 50%, and you can phrase it in terms of the demographics as well, you're beginning to at least have alliances that can be formed that take away, and that's what I think the issue is, that take away from an absolutely a white cultural dominated base, which has been a network problem for a considerable period of time, and also is unrepresentative of the changing demographics of this country, not to mention the world. And so at least that, to me, would be our minimal position to enhance it beyond the 50%. But we're still left with just the practical problem now of how do we take people in 4 other signal areas and really get them together so we can have the kind of comprehensive discussions that certainly were not permitted at the IPSBN meetings, if for no other reason, time, etc. I mean, I really do believe, at least, if nothing else, if we could get people there, that there would be an enhanced consciousness that would come out of the mere dialogue that would happen, if not an actual greater unity around a perspective that many of us here hold.
Marion, could you recognize that guy over there?
No, I'm Anthony. We're still on the board with Anthony.
Yeah, I'm proposing. I'm proposing 2 things at this hour. One is that we begin to contact people in the other labs with respect to the developments at our meeting.
Do you have the names, Anthony, of the people in the individual labs? Which at least, if
well,
we could,
I have names of people. Who
it's
have
on the,
like
the website
but,
that
but we,
the listserv that,
we'll,
that Andy mentioned. By the way.
Right, but
I can send everybody
we'll,
that,
right,
that email again.
Well, that would be
would,
good.
Would you send me that?
In addition to that,
phone numbers.
In addition to that, I'm suggesting that some of the issues that were just asked, like how do we do that, that we continue that on the listserv, et cetera, to try to talk about the steps, the next steps after contacting, finding out as a lab, because that's what we're doing, is that, where other labs stand on various issues, and trying to arrange for some opportunity to have the labs as well as, you know, other interested parties.
Point of information, is the next meeting in New York?
No. That was the IPMB put the next meeting in Los Angeles, as Leslie pointed out.
That's the next bylaws meeting, and the next regular meeting in March is the idea.
Well, I don't know why they skipped New York. But in any
case, no.
New York is the next regular meeting.
But the point is, a year ago.
It was rotation. But in any event, okay, so that, at least that means.
We haven't been here.
So we're the ones that have more of the travel problem. Houston actually has somewhat less so, and obviously, in a way, it's not bad, because at least you can assure the L.A. folks, and you can assure the Berkeley folks. But what I would just recommend is that we really divide up the names on that and try to resolve to get all those people there and get them there in advance and see what the individual problems are that may preclude people from, whether it's travel expenses or something. Because I think that we have not had an opportunity to really speak to all of those individuals.
What cross-section of this lab would you want to get there? I don't think it's realistic to try to get the entire lab there. But
when you talk of the Houston lab?
No, I'm talking about this
lab.
New York
this lab.
I think with some fundraising, I don't see why we couldn't get a significant proportion of this lab. But I think it's less the problem of how many of our folks are there, and more the issue of having that opportunity to meet and greet, if you will, the people from the four other labs.
We're talking about a lab powwow where the labs would sit down, just like the IPNB has sat down and do some work.
Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm saying
we would sit down as a constituency in a party to the development of this document.
But that's why we have to ask who can go. We have to contact each one of them and find out precisely if they can go, urge them to, what their problem is, if we can facilitate it. Because to my knowledge, really, even during the time of the crisis, but certainly then we had greater representation. And we've lost that since now. And we're very good organizers, and we can work harder to get that full complement of people there. And for me, it would be an advancement, even if the ideas were presented cohesively without having to ask the permission of Madam Chair.
All right. Could we stop a second? I'm going. I'm going to go. I can afford to go. I'm going to go.
Wait, to Berkeley?
To L.A. Now,
the end of January?
Yeah. You're going.
Ray's
going. Most likely Miguel is going because the board...
The board always picks up this bill.
Picks up that bill. So that's three of us. You're going.
Nobody picks up my bill.
Okay, you're going. How about you?
I have to see.
You have to consult.
Yeah, I have to consult.
Okay.
But we need to contact people in advance.
How about you?
Yeah, we'll go to buy the house.
I don't know.
You know, how about you, Mimi?
Okay, that's fine.
You're going. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from the lab so far that can be there. Okay. So I think that's how we need to start, and we need to approach it. Now, is it finance that's keeping you from going in UC?
No, I have other things.
Okay.
I'm more worried about the other labs going.
Yeah. Okay, but fine. But I think we need to go through the same.
And that's
right.
We need to go through the same procedure. Same thing is going to be the problem. We have to do it affirmatively.
Yeah.
Right. So part of what I'm saying is that tonight I have to leave very soon, and I was suggesting as some sort of follow through. That we try to get the names and numbers, we distribute that, we work it out, and then we begin to, you know, contact people on the labs.
I can make
We can begin to do that.
Well, that's what we have to do.
Right.
As a matter of fact, what I think we should do is actually write a letter, which is really CC to all the members as an invitation, suggesting that we haven't had the opportunity to speak, to face each other, to share this. As I said, to me, that the process is as much a part of the dialectic and the battle as whatever the ultimate resolve is, at least at this point. And I think if somebody wants to work with me on that letter, at least I extend that invitation to people. And then do the follow through with the phone calls and so on.
One thing I would say, though, it's my feeling, though, that people have been discussing, not necessarily excluding us, And if we are overly optimistic and thinking that we can just bring them to a position completely,
it's to get people thinking, get minds open.
To have that discussion. I think it's enriched us, regardless of the fact that it doesn't always happen in a most pleasant way. And I think it will enrich the national discussion because this is part of the record too.
Yeah, because I think there's two things working. There are people that own experience, as we say.
Yeah.
I mean, WPFW voted not to have any election.
That's
bizarre. That's the normal reality.
And also, there are preconceived
ideas. For example, there was the lab meeting we were talking about. For whatever reason, Serene was present, okay? Now, there was some yelling, so I asked Khalil about it. I said, what's the problem? He said, well, what is the problem? There's that woman from New York, and he's not being vicious, by the way. That's really his own perception, because he doesn't mind. He has it at the WBI lab. He's trying to do some things.
What about women from New York?
Serena was part of this, for whatever reason. I still don't know why, but she can tell us why. So when I asked what the problem was, he said, well, part of the problem was that... there was this woman from New York, and we thought she was in the lab, and we found herself in the lab, and some people are fighting over it. Then the only thing I told him, I said, well, how can that happen? Miguel Maldonado was sitting there. So now he's a chair of the New York lab. He doesn't necessarily particularly agree with what she's saying. So I know that he would know that she's not
member of the lab.
So later, as I'm discussing with Susan, who's the chair of the same lab, KBFA, she told me that she herself assumed to be there. So I showed you, in one meeting, she was talking about the same topic. Somebody who's not necessarily being vicious about anybody has a completely different explanation for what happened in the same room. That means he's the lab chair. She told him that she had invited Serene. Now, if he's questioning whether she should be there or not, that would be different. But he decided that the reason there was a problem is because she was there and that she was trying to pretend that she was the lab member. Mm. You should never do that again. So I'm saying this is going to be part of what you will be facing. I'm serious. There's going to be people who feel it's too late. That might be the biggest argument, by the way, I think, that people might think that it's too late to go back. You know, it's like what Leslie has said, that you guys are going to be missing, but we are going back to the beginning. And
where we came at, because this is part of a continuum. I have no illusions about the struggle stopping here. I get the email from our staff members here every day. And I understand how deeply rooted white supremacy is here. I understand the reality of homophobia and a lot of other things. No one of these things is going to guarantee or eradicate a history within the context of a society. We're just a damn microcosm. When has the left ever been so damn good on anti-racist perspectives? But at least opening that dialogue up in a more comprehensive and unified way and spreading it out more assertively and doing that last bit of organizing that we need, to me, is a healthy and meaningful step and may produce more than we know or understand. If it produces nothing more than preventing each one of the labs from becoming a bastion of kind of white middle class culture and dominance, which is what the history of this network has been, until, oddly enough, people use the issue of their exclusion to take over, and they had rather backward political notions, but they use the objective reality of racism here. That's what gave them the damn entry to take over the national board. That's what gave Pat Scott and all the rest of them, because they were acting on an objective reality. And if nothing else, if some of that is exposed and raised up, it may enrich the participation in each one of the station boards and ultimately within the staff, etc., of those particular areas.
But we also have to keep the notion of progressive politics alive. There's a question I was...
Well, that's why I supported the inclusion model.
Because all what you're asking for is more black faces. So, you know, we're falling into the same thing that the was trying to avoid.
But you see, that's why the inclusion model...
What he's asking for...
Well, different people can raise their
We're not going to take a step back, and if all we can get is black faces back on the board, then that's what we've got
to
do.
Well, I'm not going to fight to have Murdoch and the Speaker of the Board.
Well, he knows that. That's the whole problem. That's why the model of inclusion was important, which feeds it. That whole notion that people were representative of the political and cultural identity of people in struggle, not just the issue of whether one is part of a particular grouping. Because, of course, there were reactionaries. What, has Clarence Thomas changed? Because
we're going to have to end this because we just lost CeCe. Okay? And then Earl's out there in the hall. We can continue discussion, but you have to understand we do not have a quorum.
We're not voting. What we're trying to do is figure out a logistical
process.
Don't
you understand that?
No, we're not voting. There's nothing to vote on. We're trying to figure out how to outreach.
So we'll,
but it's a good discussion, and that's always been one of the problems. People said, you want an ideological litmus test. Of course I want an ideological litmus test. I want to know that people represent some solid political progressive perspective of their community. That's what the idea of an affirmative repose, that's what inclusion was about. Not somebody who says, I've done a survey on women and represents nobody at the station, but somebody who represents the actual ideas of women who have been feminists, who have fought for transformation and power.
Now, if we have to go backwards, we are not going to go.
Well, we're not going to go back.
We're not going to go back.
Hold everything. I was just given charge of the station, okay?
You can have it.
Put my row on the air.
I want America to hear. What
give Moreau his own show. Give Moreau his own show.
Okay.
If you went backwards, that you're going to die. Yeah.
Many recommend that we send letters. We initiate a letter. I think it's a good idea.
We'll draft up a letter to show to people. It's just a general.
Well, we have to send that letter to the board.
Errol said he would work on it. Mimi said she would work on it. Anybody else want to participate in that?
In the letter?
Well, I can.
If we can get the I would be willing to follow up on the letter and call lab members. No, I'm not emailing anybody. I'm calling.
Wait, we're talking, this letter is going to the national lab group, all of the lab members.
Okay, that's what I meant.
It's like, what is that? 80 people? 100 people?
The national lab.
Yeah.
How many people? Well, we got to see who they are.
So there are 20-something people.
The lab board. We have to send a copy of this letter to all the lab board.
Between 80 and 100
people. It's not going to be a lose-lose situation no matter what. I mean, the struggle is going to continue on a lot of different levels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good God, wait till my kid gets on the board.
It can be worse.
It'll be worse. But that's
it's been worse.
Meeting's
over.
You're
gonna do worse.
Who? I don't see. Who? Hmm? I'm not sure. I don't think that's
worse. Point of information. On the KPFA last model, if you look down on the requirements, they spell out people of color in parentheses.
No, I actually don't think
and they got blacks, Asians, blah, 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 blah. So take a look at that and say.
You mean the leader's formulation?
Yeah. I think it's Article E. Okay. Look down, and they have in parentheses people of color. I'm about to tell you now.
I mean,
they need to add to track what's going on now. Two, the other problem you have with the diversity requirements of KPFA is. Which California pointed out.
Because he didn't respond to
a black woman, a woman and black, so two seats only gets one vote. She's either black or she's a woman, not both. Remember, you cast that right out. Okay? A black woman cannot have take up two seats with one vote. She's either black or she's a woman. Otherwise she gets you lose a seat if she's both of them. Be careful of what you when they write that down.
Okay.
She's either a woman or she's black, but she can't be both of them. You lose a seat on the board. Be careful.
Since all the men have to be black and the women have to be white.
Yes, it is. But it's two people for one vote.
You said it was counted twice.
because it has black and because it has a woman, because in a woman,
well,
because
that's
it
the
also.
Whole peculiarity of also proportional representation.
That's going to get canceled.
Which is, by the way, the most complex, mechanical, bureaucratic system.
The SCV is going to get canceled out. Cumulative voting will probably be the way to go.
That's the only one you have more niggas in
it. It's interesting that people would take up on proportional representation.
That's the one most used corporation has. The SCV is not used around anywhere.
Well, cumulative voting.
We did better.
Cumulative
voting. We did one hell. But we need more.
No,
she's stimulating. No. Choice voting is better. That's not going to
work. What do you mean?
Choice voting? Yeah, because we're
paying a couple of people to help.
But that's the dominant model now.
No,
I don't think everybody. No, nobody knows what cumulative is.
What is cumulative? Well, no. Well, Carol, I can't say that if the board, if court decided that the other model was not legal, that we would take cumulative.
Nobody knows what cumulative is. It hasn't been discussed.
Yeah, she, I don't know.
What and,
that's
mean,
what I came
to
know. I thought the question of representation was either presented by party or cumulative. And then when I asked the rest of me, I found out no. It's a choice kind of crap. Which I'm still trying to track down. Nobody uses it.
To
Cal, they
would
have fought and they would have fought
the expert.
With the
national. No, that's where Ashley Robinson. He's way off the wall.
Oh, Richie from New York?
No, no, no.
Oh, you did it a lot bigger.
Rob
Richie.
You got it.
Robert Richie.
I want to be out of
the
Center
for Democracy and Voting. He's like the executive director. He was on the program the other day. He called in when they had Donahue and Bob. Donahue and what's his name?
Much like
Bart. Brad, Donahue, Miguel. Roger Manning, Joe Kay, and when they were all on the morning, the guy that called in, okay, was Rob Richie.
Okay, what else we find? What is the core
of the court? He implied he never done it before. Bob Bogus said he doesn't know anything.
What do you think?
Kyle Sherpas in England. So why the
reality of racism was a perfect.
That's what you like to know.
But then used.
I know why, because he's
close. Because
that's why
he
said
minority. She says lesbian identity politics picks up an ultra right wing perspective that when people cohere
they
around a grouping.
Memo that somebody handed out.
I'm really
What did happen to that, by the way? Kevin White?
They wanted to do a platform.
And
it's still going. And that's Slasher?
No, that's Kevin. I don't know. Kevin White is that.
You need to go back to the Pomeroy. The attorney general.
Overwhelming majority. Because white is so goddamn upset. Because white.